During this mini lesson, we're going to learn how to use the meal structure and review chart. This should be used after every session, and it should be used throughout the week. You will notice it is in the end of each booklet as you go along. We first discussed meal structure in book 5. So for now, up until book 5, you may just want to use it as checking off your meals. We are not using this to count calories or track what has been eaten, but more about looking at the structure of your food. Within the first box, you'll notice that there is the week, meal 1, meal 2, meal 3, snack 1 or snack 2. We are not saying that is all you can eat, but this is the minimum that we recommend. And meal structure is about making sure that we're eating on a regular basis, around 3 to 4 hours between meals to ensure that our energy levels don't stop or don't dip. Now, we do discuss this in book 5 in more detail. Within this chart on the first box, what we can do is we can either tick the boxes, put a cross in the boxes, and if you're using the digital version, it'll automatically tick when you click on one of the boxes. The second part of the meal structure review is to have a look at how your week's gone. So you'll notice that at the bottom of it, we've got what went well, what were your challenges, what sort of positive quotes can you use for the week, and what are your goals for the coming week. Again, if you've got the digital version, you will be able to type on this booklet, or the physical version, you should be filling it on as you go along. It's really important that we look at what went well and what challenges we faced, as they help us plan for the coming weeks ahead. Positive quotes is because we're trying to overcome unhelpful beliefs, and positive quotes can be used to help challenge those beliefs. We do talk about this in further sessions. And it's also really helpful to set a mini goal for the week. Now remember, that goal should be specific and attainable, so it shouldn't be unrealistic and it should be something that you can achieve within that week. The final box which we haven't discussed is overeating episodes. During this box, you may want to track things like your binges or anything that does not fit in the boxes above. Now remember, the meal structure review chart is not about what you ate or how much you ate or around calorie counting or anything like that. It's about making sure that we eat on a regular basis. This is an example of the digital version of the meal structure review chart, which is in the end of each of your booklets. You can download this version onto your computer and it'll allow you to click as you go along. This should also work on devices and tablets, but if you find that this is difficult to follow, speak to your practitioner and we can look at getting you some hard copies of the booklets so that you're able to follow along.